all know Alcatraz as a tourist attraction, an infamous prison that once held Al Capone and was considered escape-proof until 1962.
It appears to be the first successful escape in the history of the...
But retired Alcatraz ranger and museum curator John Martini always suspected there was more to the island than just the old prison, partly because of three sealed-up brick doors that lead under the recreation yard.
We had maps showing that these brick entryways led to a series of underground storerooms that had been powder magazines. So it seemed like a pretty sure bet there was something underneath there.
Now, without even digging, archaeologists have found that long before the Birdman of Alcatraz lived on the island, American soldiers did. Using radar and lasers, they've uncovered an underground network of tunnels and buildings built in the 1860s or 70s.
There were myths running around the convicts that the whole island was, you know, like Swiss cheese with mysterious tunnels running through it. That lore did have a basis in fact, but it was nowhere near what the rumors had.
Martini, who was on the island while the research was taking place, says it confirms that the old military fort essentially served as the foundation for the prison.
You know, I had all these harebrained ideas, and I was glad to see at least one of them actually panned out. It took 40 years for the technology to show up, though.
Supposedly escape-proof Alcatraz prison.
Doug Sovereign, KCBS.